Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing to talk this week about the spiritual battle that we're all engaged in. It's so important for us to be, as the apostles tell us, awake and alert and having a posture of being watchful. That's the disposition of a disciple as we're all maturing in Christ and as all seeking to be conformed to Him. As St. Paul said, to put on the mind of Christ, to imitate Jesus. Part of that means to be watchful. He commanded us to be watchful. He warned us the consequences that will come about if we aren't watchful and if we're not alert. So to be watchful means to have a mind that's awake to the spiritual conflict that we live in. The world wants to constantly seduce us and put us to sleep, to make us believe in this consumerist culture, the richest society in the history of the world, that the world really isn't a battlefield, that it's a place of comfort, a place of ease. It's a place in which we ought to all be pursuing our own personal pleasures, whatever it is, that's what it exists for. And God and His revelation and the teaching of Jesus and the apostles kind of gets in the way of that. So the world and people within the world are, as I said, pushing God from the human horizon, the recent popes have told us. And that at this time of intensification of the spiritual conflict, one which St. John Paul II called the final conflict between the gospel and the anti-gospel, between Christ and the antichrist, that an unavoidable conflict that's happening around us. And there's something in the human heart that just wants to be blinded to the reality of that. And that's rooted in, as we've been talking all week, about pride that's in the human heart, that we don't want to humble ourselves and receive God's full revelation for us. That calls us to a radical humility and obedience to God and repentance and living a life resisting sin and fighting that spiritual fight while we're here with that eternal perspective, knowing that life is short, it's a passing shadow, we're here today, gone tomorrow. It's all going to be over for each of us individually pretty quick. And there's a destiny we're headed for, one way or the other. And if the devil can seduce us and put us to sleep and keep us distracted, and to lead us to not have the time or the interest or the energy to heed the warnings of Jesus and the apostles, he'll win that battle. The victory's already been won. We don't have to win the ultimate battle as we go to war each day. We just need to stand consciously and freely and with our will and with our heart, as Jesus said, your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, just stand in God and pursue God and put God first. And the victory will be ours, yielding to the grace of the Holy Spirit within us. But if that becomes secondary or tertiary to all the other seductive values that get presented to us, we'll be easily seduced and weakened, and we'll lose that posture of being alert and sober as Peter called us to and watchful. Jesus said many times, actually, be watchful, be prayerful, be awake, stay awake, he said. And that's not an easy thing to do in a culture that's trying to put us to sleep. And so we need, as Peter said, we need to resist this and understand where it's coming from. It's coming from the enemy. Because if we don't and we fall asleep, we will drift with the culture. And before you know it, you'll be drinking in the values of the culture. You'll be defending the values of the culture because you want to get along in the culture as you perceive it. And you will make the Lord your enemy. That's what will happen. It'll be friendship with the world, which the Bible is clear makes us enemies of God. So what I ended with the program with yesterday was talking about original sin and the fall. And the reason I'm talking about it is the very center of the battle today, one of the central deceptions of the enemy is to deny the true condition of the human heart, that we're fallen, that the human heart is sin sick, that we have in our unforgiveness, lust, hatred, right? Violence. These things are in the human heart. And the human heart is called to repentance and to change. And that means to acknowledge the diagnosis that Jesus has made of the human heart, and then to say, I need a physician. And the physician said, repent, change your direction, because your heart is leading you away from my Father. Come now, give me your sins. I will take away your sin and I'll give you a new heart. But to get there, you have to humble yourself. And here's the problem. Modern man is really, really struggling with the pride that's in the human heart. It dominates so much of human life today. And one of the reasons it resists God and resists Christianity and why Christianity is fading in the first world is because so many in the first world are saying, it's going to be life on my terms. I'm going to ensure my happiness. And that comes through my radical autonomy and me being my own master. So forget the repentance stuff. I don't need to repent. What I do and what I choose is good. So man names the good. He names what's true. He becomes God. That's really what's going on. And so that's the battle. So as we talk about the church's wisdom here, we'll continue here. Reading yesterday, I read the paragraph 396 about the fall and original sin. I want to pick up where the catechism dials now into man's first sin. So paragraph 397, I'll repeat from yesterday. Man, tempted by the devil, let his trust in his creator die in his heart. So we were made, the human heart was made before it was fallen for a relationship with God, a God in whom we would trust and to see the creator as our God, our Father, whom we love, who loves us, and that his plans for us are good. But the envy of the devil, the deception and pride of sin has led the human heart, has led human beings to say, I don't think I can trust God. I don't think he's good. I don't think he has my best in mind, my good in mind. And so something died in the human heart. That's the source of all the chaos, friends, we see around us in the world, all the despair, all the suicide, the intense pornification of our society, the pride, the arrogance, the war, the falling away of just virtue, the rest of it. As we reject the Christian worldview and as people stop praying and stop fighting this battle and receiving grace from God, they fall into slavery. And the dying that's in the human heart, the abuse of man's freedom, the catechism says here, led man to disobey God's command. That's what's happening right now. You know, the smartest and the richest among us, some of them, who are radically declaring that God doesn't exist and man is his own maker, his own designer, and all that silliness, all that deception. That's a resistance against God. That's what it is. It's pride. It's not enlightenment. It's pride. The catechism goes on and says, this is what man's first sin consisted of. All subsequent sin would be disobedience toward God and a lack of trust in his goodness. Paragraph 398, it says, in that sin, man preferred himself to God. This is right where we are right now. And by that very act, scorned him. So what's happening is that, as I was reading from Psalm 2, this resistance against God, the rulers of the earth, you know, the kings of the earth, some of the rulers, some of the kings of the earth are setting themselves against God and against his anointed. They're scorning God. They're offended by God. They find God and God's ways offensive. That's what's happening in society today. That's what's happening with people in the church today. My wife was giving a talk recently at a parish, and she was talking about identity. She was talking to parents of young kids, Catholic kids, you know, who are in confirmation class. And she's talking about the battle for identity and how many kids today are struggling. You know, you get onto Facebook, you say, well, you have to design your own identity. You know, you've got 150 genders or whatever to choose from, and it's profoundly confusing. And the adult world is abandoning children on this. And the education system, the public education system and others are just kind of getting on board with the wider culture. And so she just mentions in the context of the talk that part of this confusion and part of it is like the confusion about male and female and things like transgenderism and stuff. Well, at the end of the talk, there was a Q&A And a couple of women in the audience who are self-proclaimed Catholics stand up and just excoriate her and tell her that she's intolerant and a hater and a bad person and all this kind of stuff. Why? Because she, in a very simple way, just articulated the teaching of the church, the teaching of Revelation. Well, there are baptized people who find the teaching of Christ himself and his church offensive. Why? Because their mind is formed by the culture. It's not formed by Christ and the teaching of the church. So this is what the catechism, in with such clarity, is communicating. In that sin, man preferred himself to God. Man is preferring his own wisdom today, friends, to the wisdom of God. Many in the church are blushing, embarrassed by the church's teaching, as the culture celebrates things that are profoundly offensive to God. All the enlightened and the beautiful people are doing that. And what it reveals is how much we desperately desire to be in the circle of the beautiful people. Oh, man, that's just so deep in us. It's such a deep temptation. And that's the kind of thing that's emerging. And so Catholics are, and ironically, not a single person stood up to defend her in that moment, because we're paralyzed by fear. Right at the moment where we can follow in the footsteps of the apostles, each and every one of us. And if there's bishops listening, I know some bishops listen to the program, and priests and deacons and lay people and sisters. This is not the moment for us to cower in fear. This is a moment to, in love, in kindness, to stand up and defend the teaching of the church. This is your moment. This is my moment. Friends, our life is going to be over real soon, and we're going to face the King. And the question is, whom did you serve? Whom did you love? Did you serve the Lord? Did you love his truth? Did you stand up for him even in the church itself? Are you afraid to stand up? The fear of God, friends, is gone. It's gone for the most part in the teaching of the church and the lived experience. The only thing that's going to allow us to stand is a radical love for Jesus and the courage to stand for that love, a willingness to sustain a wound for the good and the true and the beautiful. And what undergirds that courage has to be a healthy fear of God. There's too much fear of men. There's too much fear of the world. Catechism goes on and says, man scorned God. He chose himself over and against God, against the requirements of his creaturely status, and therefore against his own good. Constituted in a state of holiness, man was destined to be fully divinized, that is, share God's nature by God in glory. Seduced by the devil, he wanted to be like God, but without God, before God, and not in accordance with God. That's where we are right now. Don't let anything fool you, friend. All the rage in society that's there, deep down in the culture, as the culture radically changes and pushes against God, there's a rage in the human heart against being a creature. That's what's there. And that rage needs to be repented of. And that's what people hate most. Friends, let's talk about this more tomorrow. God bless you. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.